Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. And listeners, you know that we always like to bring you interesting subjects and interesting people, things that you'd like to know more about. And I think today is probably one of the more exciting shows that we've done because we're talking about the School of Life. And we all live in the School of Life, don't we? And so hopefully you're going to learn by the end of today how to get straight A's in the School of Life, and that's going to make a big difference in your life. And so my guest today is a phenomenal person. His name is Mr. Jack Rolfe, and Mr. Rolfe is the founder and president of the School of Life Foundation. And this 501c3 nonprofit organization has a mission, and that mission is to help youth reach their full potential in life. And so far, they are impacting thousands of young people across the world while teaming up with hundreds of schools and other youth organizations. And this character-building curriculum taught by the School of Life Foundation is contained in Mr. Rolfe's book. We're going to learn more about his book today. The name of it is Learn to School, Your Toughest Opponent. Now, who do you think your toughest opponent is? That we're going to find out. Learn to School, Your Toughest Opponent. That's a book by Mr. Jack Rolfe, our guest today. So please, I started to say help me welcome, but he won't be able to hear you, so I'll just welcome Mr. Jack Rolfe. Jack, welcome. Glad to have you with us today.
Judy, thank you very much. It's a pleasure and honor to be with you this morning.
Jack, tell us a little bit about your organization, the School of Life Foundation.
My wife, Lexi, and I founded the organization about 7 years ago, and at that time, we had the curriculum, the Straight A's of Life, contained in my book, Learn School, Your Toughest Opponent. And we decided we wanted to give back a little bit. So we started donating that workbook to schools and other youth organizations across the country. And then that led to donating across the world. And we found some interesting things. We were starting to get a lot of great response with people using this workbook with young people. And so we've just expanded it further from there. We're actually teaching the program in high schools now and hopefully having some positive impact on helping young people reach their full potential in life.
Well, as you know, I've read your book, and I think it's fantastic, and I love your program. Why did you create the School of Life Foundation?
You know, Judy, I've had couple of interesting career paths throughout my life that led me to this. First of all, I've practiced as a physical therapist in nursing homes for over 30 years, so I've been working with the geriatric population.
Mm.
But at the same, yeah, and that's a lot of wisdom myself gained through that. And also, though, during that same time, I coached youth basketball, girls basketball. I started out coaching my daughters in Little League. That progressed to coaching in middle school, high school, and then coaching traveling club teams across the country. And that led to being involved with college camps, WNBA camps, and even coaching teams that went internationally on tournament trips.
Amazing.
And so I was that introduced me to thousands of young people, and so I was working simultaneously with both ends of the life spectrum, working with the youth, seeing what was choices that were facing them early in life, and then working with the elderly and seeing where they ended up in life according to choices they made early in life. And that's what inspired me to create the workbook, Learn to School Your Toughest Opponent, which that opponent is ourselves. And once we learn how to do that, then we give this formula, the Straight A's of Life, which can bring success, peace, and happiness into our life. And so I've pulled that together from all my life experiences, and we decided that, okay, now we're going to give this back because life's been good to us. We need to give back to it. So that was our inspiration in creating the School of Life Foundation.
Mm-hmm. And Jack, what are the Straight A's in life?
Well, we have 10 10 A's that we promote through this character building curriculum. The first A in the school of life is appreciation. That is having more gratitude in our lives and how that can impact us. The second A in the school of life is assisting, providing service to others and learning that if we'll spend our life with the lives of other people, then our own lives will automatically be lifted up. The third A in the school of life is attitude, and learning that that is one thing that we actually have 100% control of. We don't often think of that.
It's true, though.
We let our attitude too often be dictated by other people or other circumstances, but it's our choice every day. And that's what we're trying to teach through the school of life. The fourth A, Judy, is aim, having focus in our lives, setting goals, having a vision of where we are going to be and how to get there. The fifth A in the school of life that we teach is associate, and that is how to make other people a part of our lives and bring people into our lives that enriches our lives so much more. In fact, the homework for that particular day, we give a homework assignment for each A. They're simple, but yet they're powerful if you actually apply them. The homework for associate is every week, make a new friend, get to know somebody new, and bring that person into your life and see how much your life will be enriched by doing so. The sixth A in the school of life is align. And that is having organization in our lives. And it's going to be different for everybody. We all have different ways of having organization in our lives. But we got to find what that is and make that happen. And we do that by using the seventh A in school of life, and that is action. And I truly believe there are three types of people in life. There are those who make things happen. There are those who watch things happen. And then there are those who wonder what in the heck happened.
There are a few of those around, huh?
There are a few of those around, and sometimes...
And sometimes it's even us, right? Sometimes I'm wondering
what's
going on.
Yes, we all have different times in our life where we might fall in one of those categories or the other, but if we're trying to strive to be in that first category where we're making things happen, then that action will bring positiveness into our lives as well. The eighth A in the school of life is avoid, and that's learning that there are certain things in our lives that we need to stay away from and bring those negative vibrations into our lives, and we need to avoid those situations. The ninth A in the school of life is adapt. And what we teach with adapt is that we have challenges every single day in our life, but we have a choice. And that choice is that challenge can either be a problem or it can be an opportunity. The choice is ours. And I promise the listeners out there today that you can find an opportunity within every challenge. Sometimes we have to look deeper and harder than others, but opportunities are always there.
And in what I'm hearing too, Jeff, is so many of these that you've talked about already are saying, you know, you're saying these are good for young people and youth, and you also say with the elderly, but these are things that are not for all of us. They apply to each of us.
They are, Judy, and I'm glad you bring that up, because what we encourage people to do, and we have people contact the foundation all the time wanting to get a copy of the curriculum, and we encourage them to get two copies, one for themselves, but then one for a young person, and maybe it's a family member, a friend, or somebody they don't even know. Maybe they can reach out and volunteer somewhere, but learn the A's in life yourself by teaching the A's to a young person.
Yep. Because this number nine, adapt, it's so true when you said everything's a choice, and it can be a problem or an opportunity, and you need to look for the opportunity. And here's an opportunity for people to make a difference themselves.
It is. Thank you very much for that. And if they wish to do that, they can learn more about us and how to do that at our website, which is schooloflifefoundation.org. And if people come on to the website, or they can call us, for $10, they can actually make a $10 donation to the organization and receive a copy of the book for themselves. If they want to, then it's, you know, twice that. But for every $10 donation that comes in, then we send a book out. That allows us to give a book to an at-risk youth somewhere in a youth organization or a school. So that's part of what helps fund us, that we can put this curriculum in the lives of young people that can really use it and need it.
That is so powerful. And I interrupted you. What is the 10th one? I'm so excited to hear.
Well, the 10th is the most powerful, and it's the one that wraps all the other 9 A's together. The 10th A is always. And that's always remember God. And we're not promoting any one particular religion over another, or even religion in itself, but just promoting, as we teach the young people, that there's a power higher than themselves in life. And if they'll take time each day to recognize that and to have time for pondering and meditation in their life, bring that spiritual power into their life, that it really pulls in all of these other A's. And so if they focus and spend time on each of those A's, they will achieve straight A's in the school of life.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's wonderful. Let's see if I got them. There's appreciation, assisting, and that's service to others, attitude, and that one I think is so important for all of us to realize that we choose our attitude, aim, which is our focus or our goals, associate, align, action, avoid, adapt, and always recognize that there's a power bigger than us in the universe. And these 10 A's come straight from Jack Rolfe's book, Learn to School Your Toughest Opponent. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. And today we are talking with Jack Rolfe, the founder and president of the School of Life Foundation. And if you'd like to know more about the School of Life, you go to the schooloflifefoundation.org. That's www.theschooloflifefoundation.org. And if you want to get a copy of Jack's book, simply make a donation for $10. That'll get you a copy of the book, and it will also provide a copy of the book to an at-risk child somewhere. And believe me, all of us could use a copy of this book, because self-esteem is such an important issue in the world today. And I want you to let me know what else it is that you want to know about self-esteem, what else you want to know about the subject of choices. And you can do that by writing to me, Judy, J-U-D-I, at judymorio.com. Or you can go to judymorio.com and sign up for my free monthly newsletter. And you'll also receive a free download of my audio recording, Realize Who You Are. And while you're there, I want you to click on that link to subscribe to Choices Magazine. It's our quarterly magazine, and it has articles by our favorite self-esteem authors, including Mr. Jack Rolfe. He does some articles for us. And Jack is also a contributing author in the books Life Choices, It's Never Too Late, and also Heart of a Toastmaster. Now, Mr. Rolfe is a professional speaker, and he holds the honor of presenting at the first annual National Mentoring Summit, which was held in the Library of Congress. And in addition, he conducts workshops at colleges, universities, and his workshops are titled Achieving Straight A's in the School of Life. And that's something that we all want to do, is achieve straight A's in the School of Life. Jack, I'm so glad that you're here as a guest today. And how can people get involved with you in the School of Life Foundation?
Thank you for asking, Judy. The best way is to reach out to us. As you mentioned, our website is schooloflifefoundation.org. And our phone number is 435-632-2947. If they go onto the website and want to become involved, again, they can make a simple donation. They'll get a copy of the book. The book will go to an at-risk youth somewhere in the world. And then if they're interested in bringing us to their city, that information is found on the website as well. And so we're looking for individuals to get involved and, you know, spend their time doing that second day of life, assisting others and watch their own life lift it up as they do so.
Yes, I've been involved in it with the School of Life Foundation for a little while now, and I've found that not only does it help me to get, I mean, not only does it help, like, other people for us to get involved, but it helps me. It helps me to feel better about myself. Jack, what is a recent life choice that you made which impacted your life in a big way?
Well, you know, I think probably one of the biggest choices that I recently made was actually 4 years ago, but I just finished up the product of that choice. And that choice was to get a master's degree in nonprofit administration. And this would be a degree that would help me grow our foundation because it was getting so much attention. And so in making that decision, I wanted to go to the best program, the best school there was for that, and that I found to be was the University of Notre Dame. So I started
that
course
for you.
That's a pretty
good school, huh?
Yeah.
A pretty good school.
got a little bit of history and tradition behind it. And I'm happy to report that in May of this year, I walked and received that diploma, and
good
it was
for you.
An amazing experience. Thank you. Thank you.
Good
and it's,
for you.
I've not been disappointed either. Getting the degree has given me that added education I needed for my foundation, but also becoming part of the Notre Dame family has opened up many doors for me across the world to spread this good work that we're doing even further.
I would think so, and I think that goes right along with one of your A's, doesn't it? Associate. Associate with the best, and you'll find that you'll be one of the best. Isn't that true?
Yes. Associate, and also taking action. You know, I had to take action to do that, and it wasn't an easy thing. It was actually the year that I turned age 50 was the year that I enrolled and was accepted into the University of Notre Dame. And my feeling was my first 50 years in life had been pretty good, so I wanted to kick it off with a bang so the second 50 could be pretty awesome as well.
So did you find that the other students accepted you pretty easily, or did they look at you and say, what's that old guy doing here?
You know, that's an excellent question, and the class members in my cohort strongly embraced me. In fact, they... from day one, they deemed me the silver fox, and I think that's from my silver hair, head of hair that I've had for a few years. But they not only embraced me, but you know, throughout the 4 years, and even now after graduation, I'm still in contact with all of them, and that's part of the associate. I had 30 members in my cohort, and they are all now dear, lifelong friends and associates. And it just has enriched my life that much more.
That's really wonderful, Jack. You know, so many of us think at an older age we would like to go back to school, but we just think we're too old, or we, you know, it's too late, or we shouldn't do something. What recommendations do you have for others in approaching their life choices?
I have a 5-step mantra that I've personally used, and this is also part of what I teach when I'm out at universities and colleges doing the Straight A's workshop. And so this is it right here. I'm going to give you the 5 steps, and then we'll maybe discuss each briefly. The first step is find your mission in life. Step 2 is live your dreams. Step 3 is never let go. step four is perform with passion. And step five is lift someone up. And so let's back up. Step one, find your mission. I believe, without a doubt, that every one of us has a mission in life. And that mission is found through recognizing what our talents, what our skills, what our desires are, those things that we have been blessed with. And through that, we start to go down certain paths, following those skills and talents and desires. And as we do that, that leads us to step two. We start to create and develop dreams, a vision of where we want to be in life, who we can be, what we can be doing. And that vision of our life, those dreams that we have, will only become reality as we start to live them. Take those steps forward and start to live them. And that brings us to step three, that's never let go. We're going to have so many barriers that comes up once we start down that path. We're going to have people. We're going to have circumstances. We're going to have all kinds of influences trying to tell us that we cannot accomplish that dream, fulfill our mission. It's going to tell us we're too weak, or we're too short, or we're too this, or we're too that. But we can't listen to that. That's how we've got to school ourselves as the opponent, which is ourselves, and get beyond that. And so never let go of that vision, that dream that you're stepping forward with. Leads us to step four, and that is perform with passion. Every morning when we wake up and step foot onto the school of life, we've got to have a passion about what we're doing and live that day with that passion. And if it's not our mission or our dream, we won't have that passion. That's why it's so important to find that. Because as you find it, that passion then will automatically start to come, and it fuels what you're doing, and then other people feed off of that. They feel your passion as well, and that just drives you right along. And then that leads to the fifth step, which I think is the most critical. And if we leave this step out, it's not even worth doing the other four. And that's lifting someone up. Using that mission that we have in our life, that dream, the thing we're so passionate about that we're not letting go of, use that to bless the lives of other people, lift the lives of other people. And wow, watch what happens in this world as we do that. We become even more connected in this human chain, and all of our lives are lifted up, and it just becomes such a happy and peaceful situation all around us. So that's my recommendation, Judy. Find your mission, live your dream, never let go, perform with passion, lift someone up.
And you know what I really, really like about this is that so many times I talk with people and they say, oh, I wish I could find my passion. I'd like to have passion. I'd like to be passionate about something. But you just don't know what to tell them because you're like, well, what is it that you like? What is it that you love? What do you want to do? But I think what you've done, I really like, is you've given them the steps to get to that passion part. You know, first thing, find your mission. How do we find our mission if we don't know what it is? How do we do that?
Finding that mission is just looking at your own life and realizing what your talents are, what your skills are, and your desires. Sometimes we don't recognize those because we don't set aside a moment to do so. So that would be the first thing, is sit down and maybe even make a list. Okay, what's my talents? What skills do I have, and what desires do I have? Write those things out, and as you do so, that will start formulating what your mission is, because I believe we've been blessed with those things, and it's different for each one of us, but we've been blessed with them because we do have a mission, and ultimately that's helping others, but we have certain skills and talents to do that with. So really sit, or even, you know, go away for a day retreat, whatever you've got to do to have some quiet time, do that, make that list, and your mission will start to unfold before you.
Yes. And, you know, you said earlier, you said sometimes when we have problems, there is, as you said, always an opportunity in the problem. And sometimes I think the problem is what gives us that opportunity to find our mission. Sometimes when you have a problem, like when I had my cancer, all of a sudden I have a whole new passion now, because getting healthy again was a big thing. And now that I am healthy again, you know, it's like I want to tell everybody else how to be healthy again. So I think sometimes in adversity, we actually do find our mission. Would you agree there?
I would totally agree. The key there, Judy, is that we view it that way. Because every one of us, none of us escape trials or challenges. It's part of the school of life. Our choice is, are those trials and challenges a problem? And if so, then we succumb to them. But if we see them as an opportunity, then yes, we learn, we grow, and we stretch ourselves through that trial, through that challenge. And you're right, Judy, that's part of the path of finding what our mission is. I believe that trial, as you just mentioned yourself, of going through cancer, through that, you found part of what your life mission is. I'm probably positively sure of that you could, define that.
Yes, and I think it's helped me to do the other steps as well. And I love that you gave us the five steps. Find your mission. Live your dreams. Wow, isn't that cool? How many of us really, really live our dreams? So many times we have these dreams, but we don't start doing it. And we could just take a step toward it every day, couldn't we?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That goes back to the A in the School of Life. I mentioned action.
Uh-huh.
We can either make things happen, we can watch them happen, or we can wonder what happened. Place yourself in that category of making things happen. And you know what? It might be a little thing. You know, we only eat an elephant one bite at a time. So we cut the elephant down into bites, and it might be, many bites, but we're never going to eat that elephant until we start taking the bites.
Yeah, and I think if we just take that one step or that one thing, if we just got out a journal and we wrote down, what is the one thing I could do today towards my dream, and we just did that one thing each day, boy, before long, wouldn't we find out that dream is really, really happening?
Oh, definitely. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's one of the other A's in life, having aim, having focus, and part of the homework for aim is writing those things down, just like you mentioned.
Yeah. What, Jack, is the next big step in your life?
Well, a couple of things. I'm currently writing another book, and it will go through and explain those five steps that I just talked to you about. So I'll keep you updated on the progress of that book.
Why?
And the other is with the School of Life Foundation, we're embarked upon a vision for our organization to cause a positive disruption in education. And that positive disruption is showing that if we'll teach young people how to get A's in life, then their A's in school automatically come. And we've got 2 years of data now, Judy, and we're well into our third year of collecting data where we're teaching at-risk youth in after-school programs in high schools, where we are seeing an increase in their GPA of close to 16%, which is a phenomenal increase. And we don't even talk about grades in school. We just talk about getting A's in life.
That's
so we've got schools
now.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And schools are embracing that. And our goal is to expand our regional approach now and over the next 5 years take this across the United States. So that's my next big step.
Wonderful. Wonderful, Jack. Jack, it has been fabulous having you as a guest today. Thank you so much for being with us. This is Mr. Jack Roth, the founder and president of the School of Life Foundation. What a fabulous program. I'm so happy to hear about how to make straight A's in the School of Life, and we thank you for spending the time with us today. It's been fabulous to have you as a guest.
thank you so much. It's been my honor.